This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host.
Oh, not. We're almost back.
Joe Messina, your host. We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 on Real Joe, 855-732. You know, 5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the whole idea here, right? You need to be part of the solution. Once you get the information you need, then you can put the gloves on, you can start fighting the fight. But until then, yeah, I'm going to be rude about it. Keep your mouth shut. You guys have come up with stuff that isn't true. And even I get, some of us giggle, okay? And we're not trying to be mean, really not trying to be mean. But make sure you have the real information. And then go for it. Don't let anything get in your way at that point. But don't make it up as you go because it's too hard. Seriously, it's too hard to clean up later. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's going to make it easy for all of us to pick up a few bucks. Make sure you get good quality American-made products. You'll keep the money in this country. You'll keep Americans working. You'll keep workers and support workers. You know, I say this all the time, some of you, and you don't really get it, I don't think. You know, if I work in my town, in my city, in my area, right, I'm bringing tax dollars into that area. I'm helping other businesses survive because my house needs an electrician. My house needs a carpenter. My house needs a plumber. And those small businesses help to support. You help support those small businesses, and they, in turn, they support other small businesses in the area. So it's a win. I hate the term, but it truly is a win-win-win situation all the way around. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save all kinds of money on his slippers, on sheets, pillowcases, towels. The towels are great. Towels are really cool. So, and they really do absorb. I used to hate those, you know, you felt like you were wiping yourself off with a plastic bag, right? You just couldn't make anything happen. Now, a woman who detransitioned, you know, I've been talking about this for a while, but nobody wants to hear it. A woman who detransitioned sounds the alarm against the dangerous surgeries being allowed for minors. Duh. I cannot believe that people think this is fine. Now, a woman who detransitioned sounded the alarm Tuesday night on the Ingram Angle. She was talking about gender reassignment surgeries being performed on minors under the age of 18. She said these surgeries are irreversible. They're dangerous. Now, Kat Kattinson, who detransitioned after living as a transgender man for about 15 years, said that there's no way a child should be making the decision. Absolutely. The very last thing we should be doing is lowering the age at which these body mutilation procedures can be performed. See, they're squelching these people. They don't want people to know. And here's people living it that are coming out now and saying, no, stop. Don't do this. There's no way a child should be making these decisions. Absolutely not. Now, children hospitals nationwide will soon be faced with the decision as whether to continue following the guidance of a leading transgender health association that's expected to lower its recommendation ages for chest and genital surgeries. Isn't that exciting? Anyway, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health has yet to release its much-anticipated standards of care version 8. This would lower its age recommendations for breast removal to 15 years old and genital surgery, including womb and testicle removal, to 17 years old. That's a year earlier. The Associated Press, now they're giving hormone blockers to kids under 15, I mean, to kids as low as 7 years old, 8 years old. So a year early, you know, you're looking at lowering it one little bit, take little chunks at a time, right? Isn't that great? Little chunks here, little chunks there. It's ridiculous. Just flat out ridiculous. All right, where was I? WOPAT's earlier guidance included Standard of Care 7 release in 2011. It specified that genital surgery should not be carried out until parents reach the legal age of maturity in a given country, or until the patients have lived continuously for at least 12 months in the gender role that is congruent to their gender identity. It also stated that chest surgeries for females transitioning to male could be performed on individuals as young as 18 years old. And he's right. This stuff can't be turned around. If you go, oops, I made a mistake, what happens? And I've been reading more and more of these stories, these detransitioning stories. I tell you, it ain't cool. I'm sorry, it isn't cool. But no, it ain't cool. So Dr. Walter Pierre Bowman, he is the WOPATH president, he issued a statement in late July saying that the new version 8 guidance would likely be released online prior to the organization's annual conference in Montreal. But they were in a very, very, very tight race against time. You know, children's hospitals across the country, they're currently following WOPAT's guidance. I mean, again, God forbid, don't take your kids there unless you have to. You don't know what they're going to say to them. You don't know what road they're going to pull them down. It's just amazing. Now, Kattinson said that there was lack of evidence, a severe lack of evidence in the long-term outcomes of transitioning. These people are still depressed, still suicidal in many cases. Don't do this to your kids, people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. All right, I got a surprise for you. We're going to discuss a book called The Walking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want. want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, we talk about this stuff all the time on the show, and I got to tell you, finally, somebody decided to put it in book form. The Woking Dead, how society's Vogue virus destroys our culture. Man, I'll tell you what. Not just destroyed. They want to bury it. They want to smash it. The whole thing. A.J. Rice joins me. He's the CEO of PR, a premier communications firm in Washington. You're in the swamp? I didn't know you were in the swamp.
Live from Swamp Central, baby.
God, I could, you know, I used to go back there once a year for CPAC, and it was like, okay, this is good. I don't need to come back for another 364 days. I'm fine with this. No problem at all. Got to be tough.
That was the only time a lot of people came.
Well, we
now they never
there.
Come.
We know what it's
so,
like.
Now, I mean, look. There is something special about going to, you know, your capital, Remember, it's not their capital. I know the mayor stinks, but, you know, you guys pay for that capital. You should visit it sometimes.
Yeah, and right now I don't know what is left. It's like downtown L.A. I don't even want to go down there, and I'm 35 minutes away. Downtown L.A., you would never recognize that place. If you were here 5 or 6 years ago, to see it today, you would really think that they dropped you off in downtown Lebanon during a war or something like that. That's how bad it is down there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, D.C. got wacky. I mean, it looked like East Berlin there for a while. I mean, it was crazy. And it was just like they're painting Black Lives Matter in front of the St. Regis Hotel, in front of the Hay Adams Hotel. Just craziness, and nobody stopped it. It's slowly creeping back to normal, but there's still this sort of weird, you know, like you go into a restaurant and the servers are mad that you're there, right? They preferred staying home, getting the checks from Uncle Joey, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, hey, why not? Right? Why not? Yeah. I can sit here on the couch. I can do click, click. I got my smartphone. I got my Obama smartphone. And I can go ahead and order my pizza. I don't even have to get off the couch, right? I mean, seriously, that's how great it is.
Those Obama smartphones are still working?
Well, you got Joey B in there. I'm sure he's helping pump those up a little bit as well.
He keeps picking up a Campbell soup can with a kite string attached to it, trying to call the Pentagon, I think. I think I saw him doing that not long ago.
Oh, did you see Obama in there today? I mean, I was having a ball just watching that. I'm going, oh, this is great. So the real, the quote-unquote real working president just came into the White House, because I'm sure there's no doubt in my little mind that Obama and team are pulling a lot of these strings that are happening right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. I write about it. They've all got Hussein in the membrane.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your book here, The Woking Dead, and they are everywhere. You're right. You know, I attribute a lot to what's happening today is the way we've dumbed down education over the last decades, and I mean decades. I'm talking 70s, 80s, 90s. And these kids, these young people coming out, they have no clues of what government's about, what they're supposed to do, what their, you know, duties are to the country, and that kind of thing. And you write about all of this in the book. I mean, they're like zombies, for God's sake. Give us the overview of the book, and then we'll hit some of the key points.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's more than just dumbing down. I mean, they're actively trying to create an army of, you know, woke foot soldiers. I mean, they absolutely are. It has accelerated in the last decade, really since Obama was elected. It's accelerated. Trump kind of plugged the dam for 4 years. And like, if you look at what's going on with Title IX and some of this other stuff, it's craziness. It's craziness. Obviously, the teachers union, I mean, they are like the shock troops for wokeism. I mean, their job is to implement this stuff. But look, wokeism is the sort of modern, more nefarious version of political correctness. But if you really want to dig into where this came from, I mean, this was a plan to do what they're doing now in our public schools. It was a plan laid out about 100 years ago. I mean, 100 years ago, when the Marxists really came on the scene, the 20th century, before they even flipped, you know, the Soviet Union, you know, Russia to the Soviet Union, they surveyed the landscape here, and it kind of dawned on them that they weren't going to get a workers' revolution. They weren't going to get a bunch of plumbers and bricklayers and loggers and longshoremen to overthrow the country. Because our blue-collar workers love the country, even if they are members of a union, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of unions, truck drivers, coal miners, lumberjacks. You know, they love the country. They fought in our wars. They represent the bulk of the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
So the cultural Marxists, because that's what they really are, realize we can't use these guys. These guys love this place. So they went and found different foot soldiers. Well, who did they find? And this will sound familiar to the audience. They found the media. They found the entertainment industry and the theater industry at the time, the silent picture industry at the time. They found academia all the way down to the, you know, the public schools, the government schools, and obviously the Democrat Party. And, you know, they won some elections with Woodrow Wilson, and they slowly have been metastasizing for a long time. And, Joe, the only difference between then and now is now they have this sort of force field. They have big tech holding them all together. Big tech is kind of their aircraft carrier that they refuel and they take off and they land and they refuel. That's how they project power. It's the way they demonetize. It's the way they deplatform and shadow ban. So today they can cancel you way faster than they could 100 years ago. So 100 years ago, they want to cancel Ray Bradbury or Mark Twain or George Orwell. It took a long time to try to get things out of print and this and that. I mean, you're dealing with the printing press and the telegram. Today, they can, boom, knock Parler off by just hitting a server.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because I talk about that on a regular basis. When you think about what's going on today with our young people and how to get their information, in our day, or excuse me, in my day, we got it from the latest headline, right? There were two or three newspapers out there. You went to the newspaper stand. You got all these headlines from all across the country. And the headline is kind of what drove the news of the day, if you would. But we were taught to read down into the content. Today, you get a quick tweet with, what, two or three or four lines on there. That's their news. That's what they believe to be, or young people, what they believe to be truth. It's almost all the logic thinking, the logic working skills have been taught out of them, if you would.
No, no, we have a single serving society here. I mean, you know, we have single serving news, we have single serving coffee, we have single serving friends and wives. I mean, it's remarkable. We want to be instantly gratified. A lot of these tweets, whether they're kind or they're mean, give you a dopamine hit, and then you move on, and you're just doing it all day long. And then if you add video, like Gen Z has done with, you know, TikTok, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah, let's talk about TikTok on the other side of the break. I mean, seriously, that even scares me, dude. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is striking down an Obamacare requirement that insurers and employers offer plans that include coverage of HIV prevention drugs. A U.S. district judge decided the requirement violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are hosted by President Biden at the White House for their official White House portraits to be unveiled. The former president praising Biden.
I was even luckier to have a chance to spend 8 years working day and night with a man who became a true partner and a true friend.
Apple is back with a bunch of new products. The iPhone 14 and 14 Pro both boost improved battery life and ceramic screens that are more durable than previous models. The tech giant also announcing its new Apple Watch Series 8 model. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, if I was the, if I was somebody that had to do counseling like that, that's exactly what I would be like. And I'd probably have three patients. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if I do that well anyhow. Because that's what, that's what we're missing today. I think the reality is that everybody wants everybody to feel good. And you know, when the counselors come in, especially the teachers, the education counselors, they come in, they don't want everybody to feel bad about themselves. They don't. They want everybody to feel like, you know, unicorns are real kind of thing, right? Doesn't work that way. That's not real life. And we've raised a group of kids. Oh, here we go. I know I'm going to get in trouble here. We've raised a group of kids. I call them the speed bump generation, but I know I'm going to get pushback here. When I was a kid, when you hit a problem, an issue, a roadblock, if you would, you know, our parents taught us to go, you go around it, you go over it, or you go through it, but you don't let it stop you. Nowadays, the kids come upon a speed bump, they got to look up from that smartphone and go, Mom, what do I do now? I'm not used to this. I'm not used to little bumps in the road. And we've not taught them to be strong. We've not taught them to cope with life and to push through. And during the break, I made a comment about millennials, and my buddy here, he had to correct me that maybe it's not the millennials. Maybe it's us old farts. I don't know, causing all the trouble that's going on right now. AJ Rice joins me. I'm really happy to have him on the show. I don't think I've had you on the show for years. And we've got a new book out, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And you know what? You hit a home run with it, because that's very true. I mean, everybody's into the culture, not just the cancel culture, but culture, what's going on, and wanting to feel good about themselves.
Well, look, I think some of the issue and what you're describing there, it's turned into something where it's not even about when you were born, because millennials are born after, you know, 1980 to, you know, 1998, and then Gen Z kind of comes in. The thing about millennials is their parents, most of them, were boomers, okay? And the boomers' parents were the World War II generation. So there's a direct line there from millennial to boomer to World War II. Gen Z's parents are Gen X, okay? The alienated Rat Pack, you know, generation, right? The Ali Sheedy generation.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then their parents were actually Joe Biden's generation, which was the silent generation, the Korean War people, right? The people wedged between World War II and Vietnam. One of the issues I think it is I think a lot of these kids are not playing real competitive sports and losing, right? So there is a participation trophy problem. There is a lack of celebration of failure. The capitalism is creative destruction, right? So, you know, learning in life and losing, some of that's not happening. Now, some of it's because they're coddling these kids out on the court or the field or the ice hockey rink. I mean, look, I grew up in the 80s and into the early 90s. I'm a geriatric millennial. So, I mean, I got my rear end handed to me, right? So I grew up, you know, with watching Bobby Knight and Coach K and Dean Smith, and Joe Paterno and Lou Holt and people like that. I mean, I played CYO basketball. You think if we complained about anything, we wouldn't have to run suicides? Of course we did. We had to do, they tortured us. Good. Good. I mean, that's the thing is that there, some of it's the parents that want to sort of helicopter and wrap their children in bubble wrap.
Yep.
But look, I'm from Philadelphia. You know, in some places of the country, there's still, you know, Hard Knocks University is still happening. But in a lot of places, once you got into the 90s with the Murphy Brown, Oprah Winfrey, self-esteem generation, they're the ones that started telling everyone that they're a star. You're not a star. You're not a star. You'll be good at something, but, you know, you're not going to be Mozart. You're not going to be Michael Jordan, so figure it out.
Yeah, think about what the message from our parents to us or the people around us, our mentors, was, you know, there's always going to be somebody better than you. You need to try harder. You need to work harder at it. You need to be the one when the boss walks in the room and he's got to get rid of somebody. You're the asset in the room that he's not even going to look at twice. Now, that doesn't happen today. You know, I had a computer... a technology company for years when we were pretty big. We had like nine. I had actually had moms calling me to interview for their sons. That's not a joke. That's a true story. I'm like, lady, really? No. He's done. He hasn't even started yet. He's done. So we didn't see. I didn't see that in my day. And I think adversity. These kids don't get adversity or enough to have to deal with, and they're not taught to cope, and that really has dumbed them down to the point where they can't push through anything. I don't know if you know this, but here in California, we don't have an exit exam in high school. So when these kids graduate high school, you don't know where they're at, for real.
Wow.
You don't know where they're at, right, because you know why? Because it was bringing their self-esteem down. A lot of the kids were having trouble passing the test. And it's like, it's not because they're nervous. It's because we're not teaching them this stuff.
No, it's true. It's true. I will do a slight defense of millennials here for a second, which sometimes was called Generation Y. They've been handed quite the, you know, sort of trifecta of issues, and they're starting to turn 40 now. And although some of them might have voted for Obama when they were broke in their 20s and unmarried and without a mortgage, I think you're going to start seeing them gravitating towards conservative candidates, some more traditional Republican candidates. They were hit with 9/11. They were hit with the 08 financial crisis. And then they were hit with this coronavirus. I mean, they've been thrown three different things that have prevented them from getting married, from having children, from owning a home. I'm not saying they're victims, because the boomers were hit with all kinds of things. But they do have boomer parents, and their boomer parents are kind of butt kickers. I mean, boomers kind of are. I mean, look, most boomers in 68 and 72, and some of them even in 76, voted Democrat. I mean, they voted for McGovern. They voted for Hubert Humphrey. They didn't even want Hubert Humphrey. They wanted Bobby Kennedy until he got shot. They might have voted for Carter. But by the time Reagan came along, they had flipped. One of the reasons Reagan won 49 states is because for pretty much the last time in history, Reagan was able to get all those boomers to vote for him and their parents, the World War II people. That's how he won 49 states. So if someone could come along and get all the boomers and all the millennials to vote the same, they would win 40 states, 45 states.
Yeah, now, we have a count. I got to stop you. Hold on. He got them to vote because what was his message? Be proud to be an American. Love America. Build America up, right? So you had people that generation that were still enamored with the American dream. They still believed it could happen. They still believed that they worked hard. Today, because of education, now you've got these kids that have been told that you don't stand a chance. You don't have a way to win. America sucks. And the parents, their parents, raised them to believe that they were God's gift to humanity. So they really don't know what to do with themselves. At least that's my opinion.
Well, there is a percentage that is captured, right? They were captured by COVID. They're captured by wokeism. And, you know, can we pull them out? I don't know. As long as the government keeps sending them goodies, maybe not. I mean, they're about to, I guess, attempt to bail out not veterinary technicians, not phlebotomists, not people with MBAs that actually left college and went and got jobs and are paying off their student loans. I mean, we're basically bailing out the people with Woking Dead bachelor's degrees, the people that have underwater basket weaving bachelor's degrees, or, you know, they're studying the history of lesbianism since World War II or whatever it is. That's what they're studying, right? Crazy stuff. They're basically the humanities department. Joe Biden wants to bail out the people that Messina and Rice step over in Barnes & Noble that are sitting on the floor, not reading The Woking Dead, with their Bernie Sanders tattoos on their foreheads, complaining about the system. That's who they're bailing out. So, no, look, there is a big percentage of them, but I think the media propagandizes by making it seem like they're in a majority. It's the tyranny of the minority, as far as I'm concerned. And I think there are people that voted for Obama, and I've talked to them, and they've now had it. They've had it because they're not broke anymore. Isn't that interesting? They're not broke. They see the interest rates. They want to buy a house. COVID made it almost, you know, unattainable because of this crazy housing boom. Yeah. And they just want to, like, start a family. And they couldn't. So you have these people, these millennials not having children till they're 35 because they couldn't afford it because you know, of different policies. I mean, Trump plugged the dam a little bit. But the goal was to have 16 years of Obama and Hillary. That was the goal, to basically finish us off.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Gilbert, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Look, do something more than nothing. You know, I used to say to you, stop sitting on a couch drooling all over yourself. Get up and do something. You need to go do something. Stop complaining about what's going on in your local school districts, your city councils, town councils, whatever it is that you got there. Stop complaining about it and get off the couch and do something. You can make a difference. Look at what's happening across the country with these school boards. Parents that have actually gotten off the couch, parents who have actually had it, they're stirring it all up. And they're making changes, massive changes. So you know we can win. You just got to, I'm not so sure. Look, let me bring him on. Maybe he can straighten me out here. AJ Rice joins me. God, I've known you for years now. He's CEO of a PR firm, a premier communications firm in Washington, D.C. You know, you've had stars or you've influenced stars like Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Donald Trump Jr., Monica Crowley, Marsha Blackburn, Mongino, Paisan. He is a Paisan, right? He doesn't play one. He better be one. Some of these guys have Italian names.
Are you kidding me? He's like an Italian cop that's gonna, you know, jack you up. I mean, every time I see him, I'm like, sir, here's my ID. Here you go. I swear I wasn't speeding through this auditorium.
That's right.
No, you got to see. Yeah, we'll go through this at another time. But I was going to say, in Boston, all I had to do was show my uncle's business card because he was a Boston cop. And like, okay, slow it down. Anyway, The Woking Dead. I love the. By the way, I love the title of the book. Right, how society's woke virus destroyed our culture. And you know, when you look at this, this is true. I love the. By the way, I love the graphics on the front of the book. It's perfect.
If people keep asking me whose hand that is, I tell them that's Pelosi's hand. Right? We got to get rid of that hand. We'll make that hand the ambassador to Italy, right?
Really? Really?
That's what she wants.
You
want
to torture your homeland
I'm Irish. I'm here to torture your. Italians all day long. I mean, everyone knows that the Italian hell is an Irish bar where every day of the year is St. Patrick's Day. Everyone knows that.
You know, I joke with people and say, you know, there's a Messina beer. There's actually a beer called Messina beer. I said, it's the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. I wouldn't drink that stuff from somebody else's mouth. It's terrible.
It's a step below Peroni, right?
Yeah.
Not very good.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Hey,
not
you know,
very good.
Somebody sent me a text while we were talking. You had mentioned Hollywood and how bad it was earlier in the conversation, and it reminded me, John Wayne was one of those guys that spoke out against all the liberalism in Hollywood, big time. And reminding me here that,
yes,
look at what a big star he became, what a big star he was. And he said he really didn't care about his career. He cared about these guys trying to make America look bad. It just amazed me.
Well, look, Gary Cooper did as well. You know, Ronald Reagan, even when he was a Democrat, did. You know, and look, in the modern era, Eastwood has done it a little bit. I mean, Eastwood picks and chooses his flavor of Republican. But, you know, I mean, there are some guys out there, John Voight and others, that, you know, I think, you know, Robert Duvall's another one.
Yeah.
You know, Gene Hackman before he sort of went into retirement for health issues. I mean, there are some guys out there in the older generation. Are there a lot of young ones? No, because they don't want to get clipped. And that's really the difference between the stand-up comics and the actors. Some of these guys are willing to fight back. I mean, Ricky Gervais and Dave Chappelle. I mean, Dave Chappelle is by no means Ben Carson. I mean, he's a Democrat black guy born in D.C. And, you know, he raises a couple interesting questions, one of which is, why did this LGBTQ mafia get their rights so quickly when it took black people hundreds of years to get the same rights? I find that an interesting question.
As soon as he said it,
you had an intifada over there at Netflix with the with the woke crybaby middle management going out into the parking lot and going crazy. I mean, I would have fired every one of those people.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a whole team, a whole crew of people that were doing nothing but, you know, attacking entertainment, attacking the entertainers and what have you. You know, what was it they tried to get? Was it Netflix to drop Friends?
Yeah.
Because Friends wasn't inclusive enough? Too many white folks.
Yeah, six white people. Right. I mean, look, Netflix, to their credit, and they've done some goofy deals with the Obamas and Prince Harry and the phony princess he's married to. You know, but they've held their ground and defended Chappelle. It's the same thing with Spotify, right? Spotify, the management, some of the middle management there went nuts over some of Rogan's comments. And, you know, kooky Neil Young tried to blackmail them. And they stood by Rogan. So not all these corporations are behaving like Disney and Coca-Cola and the NBA and Levi's. Some of them are, at least for now, not buckling under the Woking Dead.
Yeah, I love the fact that what they don't understand is these people won't stick to it. So they come out, they scream, they yell, they go away. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but this is why you need more guys like Bill Maher on the left that are you know, they're not agreeing with Messina and Rice on, he's not agreeing with us on, you know, global warming or immigration or this or that. But he's a free speech absolutist. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he knows that if he makes fun of Catholics, the Jesuits aren't going to jump out of the bushes and stab him. But if he makes fun of Islam, then the same thing that happened to Salman Rushdie might happen to him. And he knows that. And Salman Rushdie was his buddy. And your audience needs to know something. That was cancel culture, guys. That was 33 years in the making. It was the inevitable conclusion of cancel culture. Is he wrote a book 3 decades ago, critical of Islam, and they came and stabbed him for it. Some guy jumped on the stage and tried to stab Dave Chappelle. Some guy jumped on the stage and tried to stab Lee Zeldin,
yep,
running for governor of New York. Yep. They give out Brett Kavanaugh's address so that people can go to his house. I mean, look, if they can't get you digitally, the, you know, the digital brown shirts trying to cancel you, then the Woking Dead may come after you physically and show up at one of your events.
You know, on a regular basis, AJ, I say they're so self-unaware. They're self-unaware of what comes out of their mouth, the things that they say. Remember all the love Trump's hate stuff, right? Remember they keep talking about how violent we are on the right. And you look at all these instances or incidents that take place. Who's driving them? Who's doing them? Who's saying now it's okay? Like, well, you know, Eric Holder. Say, you know, when you kick them.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, there's phony baloney stuff. You know, when they go low, we go high. All that garbage coming from Michelle. You know, they, I mean, look, we had, you know, Sauron leave Mordor in Middle Earth last week and come to Philadelphia and give a speech about the MAGA movement. And as far as I can tell, Joe, we've gone from, I guess, alt-right to deplorables to ultra-MAGA to semi-fascist here in 5 years. And he's talking about 75 million voters. And the crazy thing about it is, when you listen to him, he was harder on us than Lincoln ever was on the Confederacy, the way he talks about it, the way he talked about it. I mean, he really is like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. I mean, he is like he's the leader of the Woking Dead. He's a reanimated corpse. He just shuffles out there under the red lights of death, using the Marine Corps as a backdrop, which is outrageous, by the way, because the Marine Corps, just like America, was founded in my hometown of Philadelphia. So, in a bar, of all places, which is fantastic. The U.S. Marine Corps, founded in Tun Tavern in Philadelphia.
It must have been an Irish corporal who pulled it all together.
Yeah, well, they're not serving Messina beer in that bar. So,
you know,
outrageous.
He went down that road, but when you look at the picture, he's standing in front of Independence Hall. Independence Hall is white with a lot of green trim on it. It's a uplifting. It's a bright building and that kind of stuff. And he turned it into, you know, a doc horror movie for all intents and purposes.
That's what I'm saying. He looked like Darth Vader was coming. Yeah. It looked crazy.
And Lincoln, truly, honestly, knew it, that he had, after everything went down, he had to pull the country together quickly. He had to get every back, you know, not openly forgiven, but made it look like, okay, come on, we're all part of one family, we need to come back together. Not one time has this president done that. Not one time has anybody in this administration talked about pulling everybody back together. It's almost like, won't you do it my way or else, you know, kind of thing.
No, that's, yeah, I mean, look, he brought it up in his inaugural address, and he hasn't done any of it since. It's been one thing after another. And they're hunting us. It's crazy. Yeah. And Trump, I've never seen a politician hunted like this. I mean, I feel like I'm watching, like, the Stations of the Cross, right? The phony, you know, Crossfire Hurricane, first impeachment, second impeachment, your Raid Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. And it just tells me that he must be onto something.
We only have about 45 seconds left, but I think the word or the line that he said that scared the crap out of Democrats is in his inauguration speech when he said, and I'm talking about President Trump, "Today I return the power to the people." And I know that Pelosi passed out when she heard those words, because we couldn't have that. AJ, tell people where to get the book. Tell them how to get more information about you.
Well, there's a case of them in Messina's trunk. But you can pick them up. You can pick them up online at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, Walmart.com, Books a Million. You know, get yourself a copy. You'll have some fun. You don't have to read it cover to cover. You can bounce around. There's horror. There's humor. You know, go to the polls in November. Get yourself a copy. Wave it around in those phony poll watchers' faces, and send Pelosi and Schumer packing, ladies and gentlemen.
I gotta
get them out of here.
AJ, thank you. Appreciate your time with me. All right, people. Coming up next, Steve Frank joins me on California Kids. Does California have a chance to come back?